charged cane is buried an inch deep in the back of his calf. When Cetricus Raw yanks it out, a trickle of night-black blood darkens his pant leg. Now that it's off him, I'm not sure how long the effects of my draining will last. Wait a second. He's bleeding. The damage wasn't transferred to me. Every charm has a weakness. That's what Cetricus Ra said right before he burned the terrible thing into my ankle. I can hurt him. I'm the only one who can hurt Cetricus Ra. I barely have time to process this information before Cetricus Ra rounds on me, his eyes wide with outrage. He backhands me, hard, and I'm tossed into the air. The wind goes out of me when I hit the stage, my head swimming again. He must have known that even if I figured out the loophole with the Mogadorian charm, I wouldn't be strong enough to fight him. Cetricus Ra stands over me, his hideous features creased with fury. He reaches down, fingers grasping for my throat.
"You treasonous little bit!"
John barrels into him shoulder first and knocks Cetricus Ra off his feet. Cetricus Ra lands hard on his side, and I feel bruises puff up immediately on my own elbow. I accept the pain. There's more to come. I'm not strong enough to fight him, but I've done my part. I drained his legacies. Now, the others can do what has to be done. John doesn't let up. He pounces on Cetricus Ra, who tries to scramble away. The Mogadorian ruler doesn't look so frightening now, trying to crab-walk away from John. I'm happy to see him so pathetic and desperate. He should know how that feels before he dies. Before we die. John manages to straddle him. He raises his dagger above his head. I take a deep breath and brace myself.
"This is for Lorien and for Earth."
I know what happens next. John will stab Cetricus Ra, and I'll die. It will break the Mogadorian charm, and then the guard will be able to kill Cetricus Ra for real. It's worth it. I'll gladly die if it means ending Cetricus Ra's miserable life.
"Do it!"
I scream at John telepathically.
"No matter what happens, do it!"
As John brings his dagger down, I hear a whooshing sound. Something is flying in this direction, fast. A bead of blood tickles my throat, a small cut opening up. That's how close John's blade comes before a chrome-plated cannonball flies through the air, knocks him off Cetricus Ra, and sends him crashing through the stage. 5. He's alive, and he just saved my life. Saved my life and doomed us all. Before I can react, the stage creaks and collapses. I slide down the tilted piece of wood and land hard on the pavement below. All around me, people are running and screaming. Cetricus Ra lands next to me. He reaches down and grabs me by the hair, yanking me viciously to my feet.
"You'll die for this embarrassment, child," he snarls,
and begins dragging me over the wrecked stage towards his ship. 9 stands in his way.
Chapter 28. My shoulder is dislocated. That much I know for sure. I'm on my back, with jagged pieces of the destroyed stage digging into me. I'm seeing double, and it's hard to breathe. I feel like I just got hit by a car. Not a car. 5. The traitor stands over me, gulping down deep breaths. His skin is metallic, but he still looks badly injured. He's wearing an eye patch for starters. One side of his face looks swollen, and I think I actually see dents in the metal carapace that covers his skull. He's missing a couple of teeth. I'm not sure where he picked up those injuries, and I don't care. The bastard blindsided me. I was so close. Cetricus Ra was as good as dead. My dagger is still attached to my wrist, but it's the arm that's dislocated. I grope for it, trying to switch hands. Before I can manage it, Five lifts me by the front of my tattered sweatshirt. "Listen to me!" he shouts in my face. "Go to hell!" I reply. With my working arm, I grab Five's metal forearm and heat up my lumen as hot as it can go. Whatever metal he's turned into, it definitely has a boiling point. I wonder if I can get his metal shell to melt off before he can do whatever he's got planned. "Stop it, John!" Five yelps, shaking me. "You murdered Eight, you son of a bitch!" Noxious-smelling steam curls up from between my fingers. Five's eye widens a fraction, but he doesn't let me loose, and he doesn't pull away. I'm hurting him, and he's just taking it. "You arrogant asshole!" Five snaps, and he cocks back his fist like he's going to strike me. I'm not sure I have the strength to stop him. His clenched fist trembles, and he seems to reconsider. "Listen to me, John! If you hurt Cetricus Ra, the damage will be done to Ella!" I let the heat of my lumen die down fraction. My hand feels sticky with molten metal. "What? What are you talking about?" "It's a charm! Like the one the elders used on us!" Five says. "He's twisted it somehow!" I turn off my lumen entirely. Is Five trying to help us now? Did he knock me off Cetricus Ra not to protect his beloved leader, but to save Ella? I don't know what to think. "How do we break it?" I shouted him. "How do we kill him?"
"I don't know,"
Five replies, glancing over his shoulder. His expression suddenly goes dark again. That fury I'd seen when he was about to punch me reignited.
"Damn him!"
Five rips away from me and takes flight. I climb back to my feet just in time to see Nine charging at Cetricus Ra. He holds a broken piece of the stage out in front of him like a spear.
"Nine, don't!"
Nine doesn't hear me, probably because he's too busy getting sideswiped by Five. The two of them go crashing into the wreckage of the stage, broken pieces of wood flying everywhere. Once they hit, it looks like Five tries to take flight again, but Nine gets hold of his ankle.
"Where are you going, fat boy?"
I hear Nine yell. Nine gets back to his feet, still holding Five's ankle, and then swings him with all his might. Five flaps his arms in a futile attempt to get some momentum, but he's overpowered. Nine slams Five face first onto the pavement. Chunks of concrete fly up from the impact, and Five's head makes the sound of a bell ringing when it hits. I notice his metallic shell momentarily switch back to normal skin. That must have hurt Five enough to make it hard to focus on his externa.
"Nine! Enough!"
I shout, pushing loose of my own pile of broken wood. Nine glances in my direction, and that's when Five uppercuts him. With a roar, Nine dives back at him, and they slam together. They hurl punches at each other, a tangled mess of limbs that I lose sight of when they go crashing through the front window of the United Nations building. I can't worry about them now. I have to get to Cetricus Ra. I have to save Ella. I won't let her be taken for a second time. My left arm hangs limp at my side. I'd need to pop my shoulder back in before I could heal myself, but I don't have time for that. I shake crusty flakes of metal off my hand and strap my dagger to the wrist of my working arm. I'll have to do this one-handed. Surprisingly, Cetricus Ra doesn't seem the least bit interested in staying to fight. He drags Ella through the rubble, heading for the pearl-shaped ship he arrived in. Ella looks a lot like she did in that vision we shared of Washington, D.C., like she's been drained of something essential. I wonder what they did to her on that warship. No matter what happens, do it, Ella had shouted in my mind. No matter what happens. Five must not be lying. Ella knew what the consequences of me stabbing Cetricus Ra would be, and she accepted them. Whatever they did to her, the Moogs didn't break her. She had enough fight left in her to help us. It was like Dulcie Base all over again. She stuck Cetricus Ra with a glowing piece of debris, and my legacies instantly came back. She drained Cetricus Ra's powers, I realize. And, judging by his cowardly retreat, they still haven't returned to him. I might not be able to kill Cetricus Ra, but that doesn't mean I can't subdue him. Let's see the Mogadorians invade while I'm holding their beloved leader hostage. I race across the lopsided and broken stage, trying to cut off Cetricus Ra before he can reach his ship. Ella sees me coming and digs her heels in. She struggles against Cetricus Ra's grip, and this slows him up just enough. I'm going to catch him. Cetricus Ra! Damn it, not now! The Mogadorian leader doesn't even acknowledge Agent Walker as she comes at him from his other side. Does she expect him to freeze? It's her and two other agents who have managed to extricate themselves from the riotous, panicking crowd. Sam is with them. They stop a few yards off, their guns leveled. Even Sam looks ready to fire, his eyes narrowed, his mouth pressed into a firm line. I remember those acid burns on Sam's wrists. They came courtesy of Cetricus Ra. I'm sure he's ready to settle that score. Wait! I yell at Sam and Walker, but I'm too late. Cetricus Ra jerks his head in the direction of the agents and Sam, like they're an annoying bug that needs to be swatted. With the hand not holding Ella, Cetricus Ra produces that three-headed whip of his from where it's hidden under his torn uniform. Before he can lash out at them, the agents and Sam open fire. I can't believe what I'm about to do. I stop the bullets in midair with my telekinesis. I'm not sure if they would have even penetrated Cetricus Ra's armor, but I can't risk it. I don't let Sam and the others have a chance to realize all their shots have missed. Instead, I shove the entire group backwards with my telekinesis. Not hard enough to hurt them, but hard enough to knock them over some of the broken stage debris. It's also enough to put them out of range of Cetricus Ra's whip. I'll apologize later. Cetricus Ra doesn't give the agents a second look. The brief distraction was all he needed to reach the steps of his ship ahead of me. He bounds up them, dragging Ella along behind him, and disappears into the vessel. I sprint forward, determined not to let him escape. The ship begins to rise up before the staircase is fully folded back into its smooth body. I can still catch them. I can still stop him. I'm so close. I dive forward and manage to grab the bottom step with my good hand. The ship continues to rise while the steps recede back towards the open doorway. They pull me closer towards Cetricus Ra and Ella, even as the ship rises farther away from the earth. I swing one of my legs up so that I'm hooked around the bottom step. Soon, we're almost 100 feet in the air, getting closer and closer to the warship above. The steps fold up like an accordion into a panel at the base of the ship's entrance. I push off the step I've been grasping before I'm crushed in the mechanism and lunge for the open doorway. It isn't easy to do with only one good arm. I end up hanging from the doorway's edge, my good arm starting to feel hyperextended. My legs dangle above what is now a 200-foot drop. Cetricus Ra stands over me. His three-headed whip dangles in my face. The tip's alive with crackling fire. I don't think he plans to pull me the rest of the way in. I catch a glimpse of Ella through his legs. She slouched in one of the cockpit's chairs, looking totally sedated. I won't be getting any help from her.
John Smith, isn't it?
Cetric as Ra asks conversationally.
Thank you for the help down there.
I wasn't trying to help you.
But you did, regardless. That is one reason why I will let you live.
I grimace. My grip slips a little. I need to come up with a play soon. It's hard to chuck a fireball with one arm dislocated and the other holding on for dear life. It'll have to be my telekinesis. Maybe if I can push him back. It's gone. My telekinesis is gone. Drained just like before. Cetricus Ra smiles at me. His legacies are returning. I failed. He crouches down so he can get right in my face.
The other reason,
he hisses,
is so you can see how I make this planet burn.
Cetricus Ra straightens up again and nonchalantly flicks his whip at me. The three heads strike me right across the face. I'm immune to the fire, but the lashes still dig three grooves across my cheek. It's enough to make me lose my grip. I'm falling. As I plummet towards the river below, I feel my legacy snap back on. I must be far enough away from Cetricus Ra. Quickly, I push down with my telekinesis, doing everything I can to slow my fall. I still hit the East River, hard. It's like getting slapped across my whole body. Dirty water floods my lungs, and for a terrifying second, I'm not sure which way is up, which way to swim. I manage to resurface, choking, and spitting, and trying to swim against the current with only one arm. I end up doing an awkward backstroke, gasping for breath the entire way. I'm exhausted by the time I reach the bank, slightly downriver from the chaos at the UN, surrounded on all sides by trash and dead fish.
John! John! Are you all right?
It's Sam. He runs across the mud towards me. He must have seen me fall and followed me here. He skids into the muck next to me. I can only manage a groan by way of greeting. I think some of my ribs are broken.
Can you move?
Sam asks, gingerly touching my screwed-up shoulder. I nod. With Sam's help, I make it back to my feet. I'm soaked, bruised, broken in places, with three long cuts across my face. I'm not sure what to heal first.
Where's Nine? I manage to ask.
I lost him in the chaos, Sam replies, his voice breaking. He and Five were killing each other. Walker and her people are trying to evacuate civilians. It's crazy up there, John. What do we do?
I start to open my mouth, hoping a plan will come to me if I just start talking. But a nearby explosion cuts me off. The impact is powerful enough that my teeth click together. I look up at the sky just in time to see the Mogadorian warship open fire on New York.
Chapter 29. Eight's eyes, brightly glowing embers of pure Lorelight, assess each one of us in turn. They linger for a particularly long time on Adam, long enough to make our Mogadorian ally take a nervous step backwards. Like Marina, I'm rooted in place, staring at our friend brought back to some kind of life. Eight floats over the sanctuary's well in a column of unleashed energy. No, he doesn't just float in the energy. The energy is a part of him. Or it. I'm pretty sure that's not our sarcastic, goofy friend floating up there. Whatever it is, I feel a strange kinship with the entity, almost like the same energy now reanimating Eight is flowing through me, too. It's the same electric rush